Music from Jason Lytle here on listener-powered KEXP. Thanks so much for coming in today, sir.
Thanks for having us. It's great. We're just staying right across the street, so it's super easy and convenient.
You're staying in the park?
Tonight, yeah. We only had enough money for one night in town, so yeah, tonight the park. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Are you outdoorsy? You do live in Bozeman. I suppose it's pretty easy to have a lovely outdoorsy life if one is so inclined.
Yeah, that's actually specifically why I moved there, was to kind of put myself right in the thick of things.
In the middle of nature?
Yeah, the mountains specifically.
So that's a big part of, I know for myself, I feel more grounded and more creative if I'm around large bodies of water. Does the mountain have that kind of function in
I have the town itself is in a valley, but it's kind of a feast for the eyes. Just looking at them is, I'm pretty convinced, is a form of meditation. Mm-hmm. Every morning making coffee, looking out the window and seeing the Bridger mountain range is it's pretty good for me, and it kind of, you know, It's a good kick in the butt to get out and spend time in the mountains. So sort of always having them staring at me and me staring back and just going, okay, I'll be there in a second.
I'm listening. Yes. I'm listening.
Exactly. Yeah.
People who've listened to the new record, it has this beautiful, expansive sound. Some of them might be surprised to learn that 99% of it is all you, written, recorded, produced. What are the pros and cons to doing that much of it by yourself, one man?
I'm kind of at the point where I don't know how to do it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And and the thing is, I get the best results when I'm working by myself. I enjoy being around people, and I like working with people, and mm-hmm. I like the synergy that happens of connecting with people while you're playing or creating. But I think my best results, when I'm really trying to tap into that next level, the real good stuff, mm-hmm. I have to be working alone. So I've I'm fortunate enough to have my own studio and a situation where I'm not, being bothered by people or, it is what it is, it's the working process that I've found, and it's good for me. So I'm going to continue doing it that way.
Well, good. Were there any challenges to translating that material into a live setting? Rusty doesn't appear to be on tenterhook, so You know what?
I've sort of crossed this line that I don't care anymore about recreating. Like, I just want to make really good, guilty pleasure sounding records,
mm-hmm.
and then perhaps play a little bit, to like go out in the name of peddling my goods.
Sure.
And doing other renditions of the songs that if I'm lucky are equally as even if they're just some sort of, I'm trying to tap into some other part of it is songwriting too. I'm trying to write songs that can be played in a really big sort of produced fashion and also be effective in a scaled down environment as well.
So but you're thinking on both those levels when you're composing.
Yeah, and it's taken a while to get to that point, But it's, a lot of songwriters will talk about that where, it's like passing the campfire test, If a song will work good, in a real stripped-down environment, i.e. perhaps a campfire, then there's a good chance it's going to work in all these other levels. You just sort of have to be careful about, adding things and enhancing things and whatnot.
Sure. So I suppose if fans actually show up in the park later tonight, you and Rusty might be sitting around the campfire singing some of these
that
songs.
That was so good.
So now what have you got next for us? My notes say it's a Misfits cover, but I now no longer trust my notes.
This is one of the earlier ones.
I know you're a big Glenn Danzig fan. I can tell from your prison tattoo on your hand.
Oh, man. I'm just going to play it now and not even say what it is.